About 98% of the population walks around having no clue they are being controlled. They have no idea that their entire existence has been fabricated by those who are controlling them. Those who have created the manipulated existence they exist in. There is a reason why our world seems so fallen with so many people that are lost today. It's because they're stuck in the Matrix and they don't even know it. I'm not talking about Andrew Tate when I'm referring to the Matrix. I am referring to the manufactured existence the elite have created for the world. Today, I will be exposing the Matrix and those behind it, and I will also teach you how to free yourself from it, like I have been able to do myself. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos exposing the truth weekly. In today's episode, I will be revealing how to escape the Matrix successfully. Let's get right into it. You may be asking what exactly the Matrix is. The Matrix is the very existence you're living in. Just like in the movie The Matrix, most people are living in a manufactured existence that was created by the world elite. For many people in this world, they blindly support the Matrix because they don't realize they're a part of it. Our world is controlled by a very few people. Billionaires who have enslaved society in order to be able to live like gods on earth. The Federal Reserve Act is what put the power of money in the hands of these powerful elite that we are all slaves to. Before the Federal Reserve Act, money was backed by physical gold, but now it's backed by the word of the Federal Reserve, which is not controlled by the government. Instead, it is independently owned by billionaire elite. Money is one of the tools used to enslave us as we all need it. The way many people make money in this country is by working for the many big corporations that own America. The big corporations are owned by a small group of people. This small group of people own just about everything. The grocery stores, the fast food restaurants, the entertainers, the entertainment system, the companies that make cars, clothes, and food are all owned by this small group of people. These billionaires pay most of their employees minimum wage, which is not even enough to pay their rent and buy groceries monthly. On top of paying them crumbs for their hard physical work, they then take all the money right back. As when people buy products from the companies they own, they pay the money right back to the same people who gave it to them. Essentially, the money goes right back into the hands of the elite, who not only profit from the customers, but also from the employees. It's a system of control, and it works so perfectly because most people don't even realize it. A lot is being done to keep people distracted from seeing what's going on. Hollywood, the music industry, and even social media are all being used to keep the masses trapped in the Matrix. So is the food they're being fed, as without a proper diet, your brain isn't operating at its full potential. There are three massive companies that own everything. Vanguard, State Street, and BlackRock have a stake in most companies in America. They're on the board of so many massive corporations and profit from just about everything. Now, if anyone would be running the Matrix, these guys will likely be a part of it. They have so much power that they have been accused of buying presidents. The system works in a way that most people don't realize they're stuck in it. Most people go to school until they're adults and are taught how to be a member of this Matrix. They then graduate from their school and go on to get a job that is offered by those who control the Matrix. They then become slaves of this system, working for the Matrix until retirement, after they wasted all their young years to a job that the Matrix created for them. Sadly, they never make enough money to escape this Matrix and have less than a quarter of their life to live after they're done working. Those who own this Matrix need everyone to be slaves to it in order for them to live like gods. We work while they party and do whatever their sinful hearts desire. They pay us crumbs, and then we give them those crumbs back so we can exist in their Matrix. It is a cycle of work, pay bills, work, and then we die. All while the elite live like gods on earth, with endless money and time to do as they please. This is how the system works. In order to break out of that system, you must first unplug from that system. They are attacking your mind, your health, and your spiritual relationship with God. Those who control the Matrix enslave the world by controlling everything we consume. Most importantly though, they control the school system, the entertainment we consume, and the food we eat. But the most crucial part of their plan is making sure we are separated from God. As when we start to doubt his existence and fall further away from his light, it is much easier to control us. Now, it's important for them to control the schools because it's where the system starts. In school, they teach you everything that would mold you to be the perfect person in their matrix. If you fail in school, you end up having the worst end of the matrix system, as you're then valued as less in the matrix employment system. School is the beginning molding tool they used on us. Now, entertainment is how they distract you and keep you from ever realizing you're in the matrix. They own the movies, TV shows, sports, and the music you consume. Using it all to keep you distracted and too consumed with pointless entertainment that means nothing that we're tricked into overvaluing. This is one of their most important tools, and it's used to shape the masses. They pay the rappers, actors, athletes, and even the big streamers to influence you and mold you into the perfect consumer in their system. These celebrities mold your personality and what you value. They influence what people think is positive or negative, which is all fabricated by the elite who control everything we consume. This is how the Matrix controls your mind and keeps you distracted so you could be an unknowing, willing participant in their system. For example, the Matrix has created this hip-hop slash gangster culture. They have used rappers to normalize the street life and to glorify it to their fans, creating this hip-hop gangster culture that severely influences the youth that consumes it. The youth have been tricked into acting like gangsters and live like someone that they're not, because the culture paints being a gangster as the only thing that's acceptable. If you're not tough and about that life, you're a loser in a square. This is how they manufacture your personality. Once you realize your favorite idol is a part of the system, you will be able to see what they really are: puppets. This is why I expose them often, as they are keeping people trapped in the system. The next thing they use in this system is the food we consume. A lot of the food, especially the food they make available for us, is terrible for our health. This food helps dumb you down, lower your lifespan, and cloud your judgment. It's not a surprise that most Americans are consuming junk-ass food, but what they don't know is that junk is being used to enslave them and their family. You must become knowledgeable on nutrition and ingredients. Most people who shop don't look at labels. They don't care about what's in their food as long as it tastes good. That allows these elite to use food to their advantage, putting chemicals and ingredients in food that cause health concerns. Now, I'm not a nutritionist, but I have learned what I should and shouldn't be eating by doing my own research. I advise you guys to download food rating apps like Yuka and EWG Healthy Living, which allow you to scan food items in order to get a generalization on what food is actually hazardous for your health. Even with these apps though, you gotta read the label, as these apps don't provide information on seed oils, which are terrible for your health. When shopping for food, make sure you're checking for seed oils and chemicals that will destroy your health. Instead of using seed oils, use oils like coconut oil, avocado oil, extra virgin olive oil, and you can even use ghee. I'm not saying for you to never eat out, as sometimes that's impossible, but definitely try to avoid it as much as possible. I personally myself do not eat any fast food restaurant, and I eat out very rarely. I prefer to cook every meal I consume. Start eating healthy, consume more whole foods like fruit and vegetables, nuts, meats, and chicken. Those foods will fix your health and clear up your mind. Also, make sure to get some exercise in to keep yourself fit. You don't gotta be in the gym for hours, but at least get on a treadmill or go for a walk and lift some weights. Keep your muscles active. Now, the most important thing the Matrix uses against you is weakening your relationship with God. They want to be your God. They want you to worship their money. You have to not allow this to happen and never sell out for money. Never become a slave to it. Make sure you keep your relationship with God strong, as the Matrix uses everything to attack that relationship. The Matrix pushes his attack through schools, as they try to convince you early on that the world was created by its own, with their Big Bang Theory. Even though the Big Bang Theory is just a theory with no evidence to suggest it's real. They then use the entertainment system to brainwash the masses with satanic propaganda using Hollywood, making fun of our God and mocking those who follow God in order to paint spiritual people as corny. This is how the system fabricated your reality. They tell you what to think through the TV and shows you pay for. They give millions to the entertainers to keep you distracted and to keep you away from God. As they know if your relationship with God is strong, it's harder for them to manipulate you. Make sure you follow Jesus Christ as his humble servant no matter what. And also make sure you pray to God every day and work through his will. Prayer is important, as asking God for guidance is how you find your true purpose. Never allow them to destroy that connection you have with God. Never let them lead you astray, as they are counting on your lack of relationship with God so they can consume you like the demons they are. Remember, They are attacking your mind, your health, and your spiritual relationship with God in order to keep you stuck in the matrix. Now, after you learn all of this, you need to learn the truth about this world in order to unplug. Our world is not just a physical one, but one powered by the spiritual world. A lot that is being done in this world is connected to the spiritual realm. It's connected to who those who run this world truly serve spiritually. The father of lies, corruption, hate, and manipulation. The opposite of God. It's the reason everything they put in front of you leads you away from God. On this channel, I try to teach people the truth about this world, how a lot of what seems just like normal things is actually connected to the occult. Most of the people deemed important in society have been associated with the occult and secret societies like the Freemasons. Our reality is running concurrent with the spiritual world. It is connected, and once you see that, everything will be different. Those who run this world have done everything in their power to make sure you never find out the truth. They don't want you to know the truth about how this world works. They want to enslave you using occult knowledge and ideas, something that they have been successfully doing for years now. This is how they manipulate and hypnotize you using occult knowledge. Once you realize this about the world, you can see the system for what it really is. Then, and only then, can you unplug from this system and free yourself. You have to stop allowing entertainment to shape and mold you and stop overvaluing it and letting it consume you. I'm not saying don't consume it, but don't let it be important in your life, as entertainment is just there to distract you and keep you consumed. When you're bored, it's because you're not using your time wisely. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. You can be using it to get closer to God, to build your own business, or to make yourself a better person. Instead, you're giving them that time for them to manipulate and control you. Remember to watch what you eat and avoid planted restaurants that they put all over the place to feed you junk. Avoid the processed garbage food they sell you at their stores. Stick to organic, healthy whole foods and eat them daily. Eat food your body will be proud of and watch how your mind and health starts to clear up. Most importantly, don't let them destroy your relationship with God. God is the most important thing in anyone's life. Without God, you have nothing. And nothing can replace God. God should always be who guides you and helps you. Remember to always pray and always ask for His forgiveness. Without God, you will find yourself lost and you will have less resistance to sell out. You will likely live a meaningless life that always ends up in disaster. Remember, they want your mind, soul, and your body. They want you to be a mindless slave they can use to live like gods on their heaven on earth. They will always give you just enough to be a slave in their system. You have to free yourself and then create your own way to make money, avoiding their system and their businesses. Make your own living. Rely on what God gave you. Don't be a pawn for these mega corporations. I hope with this video, I'm able to help you guys unplug from the matrix, free your minds, and reconnect with God. God would guide you in the right direction, and you will notice how your life improves as time goes on. I want to know what you guys think about this video below. Did you find this video helpful? If so, let me know in the comments. Well, that's it for this video. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.